Death at Noon by Valentina Morelli and read by Sara Alexander for Saga Egmont. The protagonists. Sister Isabella. Sister Isabella is 35 years old and her given name is Isabella Martini. She knew from a young age that she wanted to become a nun, and so she joined a small convent in Calabria, in the south of Italy. After the convent was closed down, she moved to Santa Caterina, where she found her true calling, solving crimes. She opened herself up to the village and to worldly life, and started catching criminals. Matteo Silvestri. Sister Isabella is helping the 29-year-old local carabiniere with his investigations, or is it the other way around? Matteo hasn't had much experience of police work yet, and Isabella has taken him under her wing. Abbess Filomena. The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. This is the motto by which 63-year-old Abbess Filomena lives. No one has ever seen her out of her habit. She has lived her whole life as a nun in Santa Caterina, and she plans to end it here too. She is sworn to protect the abbey and her nuns with her body and soul. Duccio Lenzi. Duccio Lenzi is the mayor of the village and sees himself as the patron of Santa Caterina. Generous, supportive, but also stubborn when it comes to getting his way. He doesn't see any point in washing dirty laundry in public, but Sister Isabella often views things differently. Chapter 1.
Mamma mia, in heat like this, you oughtn't even send a donkey out of the stable.
Sister Maria Alessia was so caught up in her fulminations that she didn't lower her voice even as Abbess Maria Filomena walked by. Nor indeed when the Mother Superior threw first a stern look and then carrot stalks at her to shut her up. Maria Isabella grinned to herself, even though her own bones were aching, and she felt her back seizing up as she weeded and harvested the overripe tomatoes, to say nothing of the sweat gathering on her forehead under her thick habit. The Tuscan summer sun was merciless, especially at midday, when even the sparse shade thrown by the olive trees retreated and the sisters had to garden out in the open. Panting, Maria Isabella glanced at her left wrist and saw nothing. Of course she had left her wristwatch in her cell on the bedside cabinet, right next to her battered old Bible, a first communion gift from her grandmother. That Bible was quite a special book. Although it was not expensive in the conventional sense, it was incalculably valuable to her. It was her inheritance from the very grandma for whom she was named, Maria Estrella. She had been a proud woman, who never brooked any opposition to her own views. There had been no dissuading her from giving this Bible for her granddaughter's first communion. Isabella cherished this gift more than she could say, and not only because of the 10 50,000 lira notes that her grandmother had stuck between the pages and which had rained down on Isabella when she had held the book up over her head. This Bible was a family heirloom, and it had been for 5 generations. Isabella loved this little old book for more than its matte black leather binding and its aristocratic-looking gilt page edges. She loved it because this gift had strengthened her faith. Not that it had been flimsy to begin with. Isabella had always been anchored by her faith in God. But what this gift, or rather the things written in it, had given her was a determination to uphold what was right. Even as a young girl, she had known what fate had in store for her. Her future was literally written between the leather covers of this book. There had never been any alternative. There was no other path her life could have taken. Even this damned heat, God forgive her, couldn't change that. But it was too bad that she couldn't tell how long it would be before her well-deserved lunch break. From the kitchen, she could already smell...